Fewer HVAC companies are truly family-owned these days, but Care still is. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Today, more and more companies are backed by venture capital firms, where profit goals often drive a sales-first culture. At Care, we operate with family values. That means honest recommendations, fair pricing, and technicians who are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So for honest, fair service, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Also, speaking of cars, this article, what was it? Irish drivers have until Thursday night, to remove one item from the car. What do you need to remove from the car? The dog. No, one item.
You don't have until tonight to remove
take
the dog.
Take the dog out of the car now.
No.
You've got until tonight to remove one item from the car. What do you think the item is?
Rosary beads?
No.
County colours, little.
Oh, there's loads of.
Plaited thing.
There's loads of stuff.
Old takeaway packaging from a drive through.
No.
Fire extinguisher.
Oh, you're getting there. Anything that can explode.
Fire blanket. Oh.
Anything that can explode.
A lighter.
No, that's it. That's the answer. Anything that can explode.
Oh.
Because de-icers. You get spray-on cans de-icers, so you get rid of that.
That'll explode. Anything in the car that'll explode. If you've got a battery, or if you've got like a power bank that might be for your phone or something, you keep it in the car just in case. Take it out. They're warning that it could get very hot. The temperature's getting so high that your battery could explode in the car. Fire extinguisher could explode in the car. And then there's a container in the car and can be bursting.
We left some jellies. They came as part of a party bag in the car. They were like in a conical shaped clear bag, you know, in these fancy little jelly bags you get from a party, and they all melted into one.
Into a what?
Into one big massive jelly.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Did you?
We shared it, of course.
Did you? Oh, you ate
it. We let it till it was cool.
I was going to say, if you take that and put it in the fridge.
We wouldn't let it go to waste.
Make your own big lump of jelly, giant jelly. Put it in the fridge.
Like, what else could you leave in the car to melt?
That'd be class. I've loved it when we've had Nutella. Taking it, you know, for a picnic or whatever. My kids used to love Nutella. They still love it when they were younger. But my wife would bring a jar of Nutella and some rolls, whatever. But if it's been, when it's been hot in the car, like wet Nutella,
very runny,
runny Nutella. It is absolutely orgasmic, stunning Nutella.
Hot Nutella.
Oh, dirty thing. 0874 100 102. Stuff in the car. Not just necessarily hot stuff, but just stuff in the car. I've got a wallet that holds basically most of the car parks. If you keep your phone anywhere near the ticket for the car park, the ticket won't work. Absolute pain in the face. Pain in the face. Mm. So I bought an RFID, a sealed I don't know, it doesn't let in any radio waves into the, so I keep my ticket in that. My car stuff is quite nerdy.
I think I've just had a light bulb moment, and it's kind of embarrassing because I was thinking of the random stuff that's in my glove box, and there is a white, it's a thing I've never used, but it's a white sort of cone thing. You mentioned cones thing there, and then it reminded me, it's this white plastic like cone thing, and no word of a lie,
you didn't know what it was for.
I have always thought it was a sheepie. Do you know what a sheepie is?
I know exactly what a sheepie is.
I don't know what a sheepie is.
It's a thing so where women can urinate at the gents' toilet.
Why do I not know what that is?
The urinal. Oh, wait a minute. Did you never question? I'm after buying this car,
and it's in the glove box.
And it came with a sheepie,
and it's in a see-through plastic bag in the glove box.
You never questioned it.
I just assumed. What? That's really thoughtful. If they realise motorists have to pull over, trickier for women to pee standing up? Obviously,
why is it still there?
I don't know.
Is it you wouldn't touch it in case it was used?
I've only just realised when you started mentioning the cone stuff. That's probably not a sheepie.
It's a funnel.
It's a funnel. Is what it is.
For putting the water in and the de-icer on us.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Weird stuff. Not weird stuff, random stuff in the car. 0874-100-102. Race here, JP's over there.
Hiya.
Annette Freeman joins us.
Hi, gang.
Do you have a radio station car sticker in your car?
No.
No, I don't. I haven't had one in years. Do we still do car stickers?
I have a Today FM sticker. I couldn't find a new one, so I had to take it off of the old car, and then I used tape to sellotape it to the new car.
Wow, that's
and
commitment.
And I have a Today FM air freshener.
Wow,
yeah.
That's commitment to the...
And the rest of it is Mayo paraphernalia.
And you conducted a car sticker transplant to move from the old car to the new car. No car stickers in our cars. I'm trying to think. Obviously, the NCT and the logbook and all that nonsense is in there. We've got...
Holy water.
What?
Holy water.
No.
Have you not?
I'm always intrigued when I get into a taxi and they've got Padre Pio there, and they've got a little drop of holy water and rosary beads. And a picture of Jesus maybe, or...
I'd have a lot of that.
Would you?
I'd have rosary beads. I'd have holy water. In fact, my mother-in-law put... Like, she just must have come across a lot of holy water, and she just...
She got a deal, did she?
She got a deal.
Yeah, it was in the middle aisle.
Yeah, and she put like 10 little... things of holy water in the glove compartment. I was like, why are these here?
Oh, they're the travel ones. They're the travel ones that you get. You get them in boots.
The little ones.
The little ones you get in the airport.
I said, I'm willing to compromise. Let's just have two. We don't need 10. Can we find a place to put them?
Does your mother-in-law throw holy water on the car before you head off?
Yeah. Yeah. No, my mother does that.
Text me when you get in.
Toilet roll? Would you have a toilet roll in the glove box?
No, we have wipes though. We've got those... You know, what are they? The tough wipes, or, you know, the ones, the white, they're like baby wipes, but they're...
I don't know them, I'm not tough.
They're tough, and they're for cleaning, clean anything with them. And I mean, and I do mean anything.
Do you know what happened? I left my then 3-year-old just outside. I was bringing in shopping, and I gave her the keys of my car. I don't know why. And she keyed the side of my car.
Brilliant.
She, like... wrecked it.
Right.
Got the key and did a job on the side of it.
Right.
Just ran.
When was
it? Scribbling.
When was it?
It was, I couldn't even.
Couldn't speak.
When your child keys your car.
My child drew with permanent marker all over the telly. He's about the same age. He got in a lot of trouble.
What can you say? They don't, like... Dude, firm words
were had. Peter is over there. Peter, talk to us.
Good afternoon, Ray. JP.
Good afternoon, love.
What have I got in my car?
Yeah, random stuff in the car, yeah.
I have a bottle of holy water that was in the first ever car I bought when I was 17.
Oh. Is that your lucky holy water then, I suppose? If it's the holy water that came with you, you don't want to be taking chances on a fresh batch.
30 years ago.
Wow.
And in about the second or third car I bought, there was a Padre Pio medal, which is also in my current car.
Is the medal a picture of Padre Pio? Isn't there kind of a laminated thing of Padre Pio that people would have?
He has his hand up or something, doesn't he?
A high five.
Yeah, he's high fiving.
Yeah.
I am in no way religious, but they were in my first and probably second or third car.
So superstition.
30 years ago, and I still have them. Don't ask me why. As I said, I'm not the least bit religious.
It's a super...
But I can't part with it.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! I guess it's kind of like, you're not taking any chances. You don't want to be...
No.
The one day you take them out is the one day you get in the prang. Anita?
JP, randomly in my glove box, there is a whole pile of...
No, we'll stop right there. We'll try and guess. Oh. There's a whole pile of what? In our car, we've got bags of dog food.
Really?
You know the little kibble, little dried out, the little bits of dog food.
Mm.
And the reason we have that is for a treat for the dog if we're walking it, when we're walking it. We always forget that when we're leaving. And same as that is dog shite bags. We always forget them. So we'll have a couple of rolls of them. And the most...
That's just for you, is it?
That's just for me, yeah. That's the wipes and the shite bags are for me, Nessie, yeah. The most gratifying thing is shouting out the window to someone if they're letting their dog do their business and they're not picking it up, is to slow down, roll the window and go, I've got spare bags if you need them. And they love it. They love it. Sorry, what do you reckon she has in the
ladies'
car?
Paraphernalia, I invariably find like a mascara brush, not mine, don't use it.
Loads of spare. You wouldn't keep the makeup in the car though, would you?
I see hair things and those hair bobbins and hair clips just around the place.
They fall
find
off
those.
Them though. They shed them though.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, right. They do.
Seasonally.
They come off
seasonally.
They do slip off your hair.
When it gets warm, all of those little bobbins, you know, the little black bobbins.
Yeah.
I've found black bobbins on me, like stuck on me,
right? Where
and at times in me.
Yeah,
they get every, those little black bobbins. I swear to God, they are everywhere. They're going to find a bunch of black bobbins in my coffin at the funeral. They'll be like, "Jeez, how's that getting there?" Anita, what's in the what you've got a load of what in the car?
Memorial cards.
Memorial
For different family members who've passed away over the years. I used to keep my wallet, but it's starting taking up too much space, so...
How many memorial cards do you have? Do you have them in the glove? They don't have them out and about or anything. One of them, like a significant one, would be one.
It's really, I've found memorial cards in our glove compartment and then I bring them into the house and like, you know, they could be for people that are dead a long time and it's like, it's not the type of thing you throw out. Mm. So I know scenarios where houses have photographs, photo albums full of memorial cards. Like, what do you do with them? You want to keep them, you don't want to throw them out. I can see why somebody would
How would you have a book full of...
If you sent a memorial card, then you might get, or if you sent a mass card to somebody, then you'll get a memorial card back.
And you're keeping a memorial card for some random.
I don't have an album, but like I keep the memorial cards because like you're not going to throw them out.
Why not?
It's a bit morbid, isn't
it? You wouldn't throw them out, Ray. You keep the memorial cards.
Yeah, I can understand it being for like a family member or a close relative.
But for a neighbour or...
You'll keep that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, why would I throw it out?
Because why would you keep it?
Why would I try?
Says the man who has every phone he's ever owned, yeah. And he's about 9 million charging cables.
Yeah, I've got all the phones. We've got all the phones.
Yeah. Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ireland.
That's so
Ray. We're pivoting.
You keep every phone.
Yeah, I've got all my phones. Every phone I've ever had.
Like, I keep a memorial card.
No, you keep all the memorial cards.
I keep all of the memorial cards.
For randos.
If I get one for you, I'll keep it too. Okay?
I'll tell you what. Bin it. For me, I want you to bin it. I'm going to tell Kate when I get home. I'm saying, listen, don't send a memorial card back, but write on it, please bin me.
I'll tell you what, I won't be sending you any mascara.
Quinner's been in touch there, Quinner on the 087s. He says, controversial opinion here, lads. Memorial cards are top trumps for L1s.
That's it, they collect them, is it?
They gotta get them all.
They trade them on Sundays after Mass, out the back of the church.
Ray Foley on Today FM.